Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Oh, yeah, it is. We're back in studio this week. We were talking last hour just a little bit about the last 2 years. You could blame everything on COVID. And we haven't been out doing live broadcasts much. One, no one's requested it. But we were very fortunate to be able to participate last weekend in a live broadcast from the University of Arizona campus for the Tucson Festival of Books, which has come back live after not being held the last 2 years. And I think I deserve a Purple Heart and a Golden Crown for leaving a two-day book festival with only 8 books. Now, I will, on the sake of full transparency, I will confess, I took a man's card who had a 20-foot booth called Tell Me a Story, and selling antique books is the primary fundraising activity for this 501c3. And they're contemplating discontinuing appearances at the book festival, and they have a 20-foot booth full of antique books. Well, I had to pick a few of them.
Of course.
And then I had to pick the man's card up, and I said, look, buddy, listen, Hawkeye, if you're serious about liquidating your entire supply of antique books, my wife would love it if they ended up, if they ended up at my house. I could have stayed in that booth for the entire 2 days. It was unbelievable. But I do want to take my hat off, because one of the things they do at the book festival, and folks, I'm killing time right now for those of you that want to call in and ask questions about your home remodeling, your home maintenance, or your home repair. Now's the time for you to jump online. 1-888-767-4348. Anything, any question you have about your house, home, castle, or cabin, let me put my 48 years of building and remodeling homes in Arizona to work for you. I'll give you tricks of the trade. I'll give you tips. Romy's 20-plus years of building and remodeling in Arizona will put it all to work for you at your house. Give us a ring. The call's toll-free wherever you're listening to us. 1-888-767-4348. One of the things that I love about Festival of Books is they give so many classes. I think it was 200. It was either 238 or 268.
Well, there was 31 stages, and they had 4 or 5 every day.
You could hear the applauses from all the different stages as the seminars were being held. It was great. Like I say, it's absolutely one of my favorite activities of that goes on in Arizona at all. One of the classes was, let's talk about the border. And it was a panel discussion by Terry Green Sterling, Miriam Davidson, and Susan Briante. And let's talk about the border. There was no yelling.
Was I supposed to know who any of those people were?
They're all authors.
Okay.
Creative writing instructors and research people. All with good books on Let's Talk About the Border. There was no yelling. There was no screaming. There was no political statement made. It was just, let's talk about the border. And we're never going to get anywhere on the border if we don't talk about it. And I've said for years, if you want to talk about the border, I will talk to you after you read 4 books. I think Daryl and Carlo's book, Another Man's Sombrero, is an excellent book. I think the book by John Ashcroft, Alligators in the Moat, is an excellent book.
And Daryl, he flew down to Mexico.
He lived on the border to write the book.
And then hiked back across.
That's right.
Taking that trail.
Yeah. It's a great book. There's another book called Tears of Esperanza by Bill Lace, which is a good book. And then there's one you've got to read, and it's called Dying to Enter. So now I have three more autographed books from Terry Greene Sterling.
You got to go add to that read list.
Miriam Davidson and Susan Briante that I'm going to read see what they have to say and can contribute to the conversation. But boy, it is my growing soapbox is this, and it's been, and I'm not blaming anybody. It's been broken through the Bush administrations. It was broken through the Clinton administrations. It was broken through the Barack Obama administration. It's broke now. It was broke during the Trump administration. It's broke. There's a humanitarian way to fix this and be safe. And neither party wants to do anything about it. Okay, let's talk about home improvement. Ding, 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 ding. Pivot. And by way of catch up, I want to talk a little bit about some questions we got while I was on the road in Tucson. One of the questions from Jim is, Rosie, you keep telling us to change our heat pump air filters once a month. And I keep doing it. And I'm convinced that many times when I open that screen and look at those filters, they can easily go another month. They don't even look dirty. That's true, Jim. Now, your heat pump is a $7,000 piece of equipment. The filter is $3. You decide.
Well, and like right now, it's not running that much. It doesn't need to run that much to cool it. You're not moving that much airflow because the weather is doing our air conditioning for us. So,
Should I change?
You know, if
change it every month except October and March.
You know, take it out to the back patio, hit the cardboard edge against the concrete, knock that dust off, and slap it back in there. But like Rosie said, and you said $7,000. I mean, a new air conditioning unit installs
that's
probably
a small
three
one.
Times that.
Yeah, that's a small one. I was surprised by a home I was at this week where they replaced a 4-ton and it was $22,000. I thought, wow, thank you very much. Hallelujah, baby. So I guess, Jim, technically, yes, you can stretch the filters, but in my mind, for my investment, for what it costs to replace it, I like the habit of doing it and thereby knowing I'm always allowing the filter to do its job before the air reaches the expensive piece of air handling equipment, the coil. Okay? So there's that. Here's one, Romy. You answer this. I need a new toilet. Why should I use a plumber instead of a big box store?
Well, the big box stores, if you buy it through them and they do the install, they don't do the work themselves.
That's true.
They send out a plumber that has a contract to get the work from the big box store. So you're still getting a plumber either way. Now, a lot of times those contractors that have those contracts with those big box stores are, you know, massive size companies that can move a lot of volume.
Yeah.
And to move a lot of volume, you have to have a lot of people. You know, I training that volume of people and keeping and having the skill set required that you're going to find from mom and pop is going to be challenging. And I'd much rather work with a plumber I selected than work with a plumber that they tell me I have to use.
And my answer to that question has changed just in the last couple months. Romy, do you know how many options there are available in toilets?
Oh, gosh.
You know, you can get mood lights for your toilet. You didn't know that, did you?
Didn't know about mood lights.
Yeah, you didn't know that, did you? There are completely hands-free toilets. They wash you
and they dry you, and it's a completely hands-free operation.
And in that, you need a plumber and electrician to run the power supply to the back of the commode.
I would tell you that purchasing a toilet should be a minimum of a 30-year purchase, an absolute minimum. I would tell you not to buy a toilet without going to a plumbing wholesale showroom and spending an hour visiting with someone that really knows toilets and talk about everything that's available. So get over to Central Arizona Supply, get over to Hughes, get over to Ferguson, get over to some wholesaler to give you an education on what's truly available. And then we'll kind of go from there. And then the great thing about shopping at a wholesaler, a specialty wholesaler, is once you make the selection, just ask the accounting department there, which plumber have you been doing business with the longest that pays their bills on time, that seems to run an organized operation? Bing! Now you've picked your toilet. Now you've picked your plumber. Bada bing, bada boom.
Or you just go to rosieonthehouse.com, type in the zip code of your residence, select the category of interest. Everybody on the list has been in business locally 5 years. They've gone through the screening process, background check, signed code of ethics, signed complaint resolution policy, and guild quality reviews are third party, and they're all still five-star. We can't control or manipulate or change the reviews that you see on our contractors. That's done through a third party that we can't touch, and they're all still five-star.
And speaking of third party, our lines now are completely lit up. Completely lit up. We're going to get to all the calls. We're going to have to take a short break first. But before we do, last hour we had our good friend and Rosie certified window contractor, Sal Sicato from Done-Right In. And he says, Rosie, there's one thing I forgot to say. My office is in desperate need for an office manager. Our existing office manager gave us a 6-month notice. They're going
moving to Alaska.
They're going to Homestead in Alaska. And in no way I can keep her from that dream. So Sal Sicato from Done-Right is looking for an office manager. Rosie Wright Remodeling is growing. We're looking for tradespeople. We're looking for estimators. Rosie on the House Radio Production Company is looking for admin support. We're looking for executive assistants. We're looking for anybody. So if you're looking for work, contact Rosie on the House. Let us know what you want to do. We'll find a certified partner to help you out.